From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The FDA will attempt to restart on-site inspections of facilities they regulate starting next week. The FDA's Stephen Hahn tells thepacker.com domestic inspections depend on situations in any given state and locality, like services that have been curtailed by the pandemic, including public transportation. The FDA will alert companies of the inspections, allowing them to assure the safety of the FDA inspector and that all appropriate staff are on-site to assist in the process. When the USDA announced its coronavirus relief payment plan, it wasn't clear when or even if farmers would get all of the payments that they're eligible for. Now, USDA Undersecretary Bill Northey says there should be enough money on hand to give farmers the remaining 20% of what they're due under the $16 billion coronavirus food assistance program. According to agrimarketing.com, farmers should be getting those final payments by the time sign-up for CFAP ends August 28th. U.S. beef variety exports to sub-Saharan Africa have surged in 2020, with shipments through May more than doubling year-over-year in both volume and value. Shipments are mostly beef livers, but also include kidneys and hearts. South Africa is the leading destination, but exports are also trending higher to Angola, Gabon, and the Ivory Coast. USMEF's Matt Copeland of Durban, South Africa, last fall became that organization's first Africa-based representative. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.